Okay, so Persona 5 is a video game for the PlayStation. Hi.
Welcome to Song State.
What are we?
Song State. I'm Emma.
I'm Bradley.
Persona 5.
Yeah, so Persona 5 is a video game made for the PlayStation. It takes place in modern-day Tokyo and follows a new transfer student that everyone calls Joker. Not like the green one. Over the course of the school year, he and other students gain powers and become thieves of the metaverse.
Whoa.
The metaverse is a supernatural world that stems from humanity's subconscious desires. Normally, really, really bad things. The music composer is Shoji Meguro. So he's been involved with the series since it started back in 1996 with Revelations Persona.
Whoa.
Yeah, I know. It was a real revelation. Okay. Meguro had total creative freedom with this soundtrack, and over the course of 3 years, he had 80% of the tracks done. To express the game's mood, Meguro stated himself that he had strong elements of acid jazz.
Acid jazz.
Acid jazz. It's like jazz, but you're on acid.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Probably. I mean, that's what I would assume. I've listened to acid jazz before, and it's kind of like that.
I see.
You're like, ooh. Yeah, he also made sure the music sounded more real to complement the new graphical style.
So he wanted to make it more real to match the 3D models?
Yeah. Instead of writing the ending and opening and then having those be like the basis to make all the songs around, he just described it as a single continuous work. And the album is 110 tracks.
I guess that's why it flows, right?
Yeah.
Whenever I hear a Persona 5 song, because I haven't played the game yet, but whenever I hear a song, I'm like, that's got to be Persona 5.
Yeah, that was the end of my Wikipedia summary.
Thank you, Bradley.
To talk about the theory.
That's what we do.
Persona 5 tends to use a lot of borrowed chords. Now, Bradley.
What's a borrowed chord?
Shut up. The concept of major and minor, right? Start there.
Got it.
Major, happy. Minor, yeah. Sad.
Yes.
That makes a lot of sense, but does it really make sense? See, I watched a video, and they described it as a more of a brightness and darkness sort of thing.
Okay.
Instead of a happy and sad, there's brighter sounding, and then there's darker sounding.
Got it.
The circle of fifths, if you go counterclockwise, imagine it in your head, pull it up on a monitor. If you go counterclockwise between the keys, it gets darker. If you go clockwise, then it's bright. Okay, so in the main theme, wake up, get up.
Get out there.
The song is pretty bright. It's pretty sick. You know.
It is sick.
The bass line's sick.
Yeah.
It's all sick. That song is in the key of G minor. Now, if you were to picture the circle of fifths in your brain right now.
Picturing it.
Does it look cool?
It does look cool.
That's so sick.
Right.
That's dope.
Yeah.
The song actually steals a note from a different key. In terms of brightness and darkness, in terms of the song, because that song is pretty bright. If you go counterclockwise on the circle of fifths, it gets darker. And if you go clockwise, then it gets brighter. Now, from G minor, that stolen note is in the D minor scale. And that's one step closer to the A minor scale, which is the happiest scale, pretty much.
Yeah, so that note gives it a lot of, like, pep and step.
Yeah, like it's funky.
Yeah,
yeah,
groovy. Yeah, so the verse actually alternates between G major and G minor whole note chords.
Yeah.
So it leaves room for the sick bass line.
The funky bass
line.
Yeah. It gives some tension too because it's the same note, just different chords. Well,
yes.
Not chords, but it's a G
major,
major and minor, going between the two. So the blooming villain theme, it starts all dark and gritty. The blooming villain theme is in the key of C sharp minor, right? And it's borrowing from B minor, which goes counterclockwise by two. So it's a pretty decently big leap.
Mm-hmm.
and it makes that C sharp minor sound really dark because it has that B minor in it. It's in there, and it does its music, and it sounds dark. It bounces back, it gets rid of the B minor, and it goes back to C sharp minor with nothing else like affecting it, no changes or anything like that, and it's super bright, like it totally opens up. Like, it's still in the same key, it just removed that note from B minor, the B minor scale.
Right, so it took out the darker note key.
Yeah.
To go up, like, all the way bright.
It went way brighter, even though it is still the same key.
Yeah.
And you would think, too, with, like, having all the songs in minor, a lot of the songs in Persona do sound happy and upbeat.
Mm-hmm.
Although the common thing is that major is super happy and go lucky and frolic through fields of
flowers and butterflies.
And fields of butterflies.
It's like the idol music. Yay! We're all happy in friendship and My Little Pony.
Yeah. So major is My Little Pony.
Uh-huh.
And minor is like
doom.
War. Just straight up war.
So if we jump back to the main theme, wake up, get up, get out there. We talked a little bit about the music theory, but let's talk about the lyrics for a second.
Okay.
Because the lyrics in a few of the main songs kind of relate to each other. You can like see the characters growing through the lyrics as you go through the game. So that is the main theme. And then we have another theme called Life Will Change. That plays throughout the game.
Yeah.
And
life does change.
Life does change.
That's crazy.
There's a lot of, like, even the melody is very similar.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I remember listening to Wake Up, Get Up, Get Out There, and I was like, is this just Life Will Change, but like a remix? So it's just a different song. But,
yeah.
Because they're all, like you said, they're all, it's not like, it's opening, ending.
It's like a continuous song that was made instead of just open ending, sandwich a bunch of songs.
So in Wake Up, Get Up, Get Out There, in the chorus, the lyrics are, just imagine you're out there, swatting lies in the making, can't move fast without breaking, if you hold on, life won't change.
Damn.
And then in Life Will Change,
oh shit,
the lyrics switch a little bit. So you know that we're out there swatting lies in the making, can't move fast without breaking, can't hold on or life won't change.
Damn.
So it's like they're growing.
Yeah, they're like actually doing stuff now.
Now they're the Phantom Thieves.
Yeah, spoilers.
No, that's not spoilers. That's the plot of the game. And there's another little part. We got, let your voices ring out, take the mask off and be free, find yourself in the debris, if you hold on, life won't change. Because they're Phantom Thieves, right? They got the personas. The name of the game. Oh my god, it's the name of the game. So they have masks.
Yeah.
So saying, take the mask off and be free. And then in Life Will Change, it says, and our voices ring out, took the mask off to feel free. Took the mask off.
Yeah.
And then fought it out in the debris instead of find yourself in the debris. And then we got, now we know that life will change instead of if you hold on, life won't change.
They're changing life by taking their masks off.
Let's focus on one specific song right now. Okay,
one song.
Last Surprise. So this song, groovy, funky as hell.
Yes. Yes, very.
Got a groovy bass line, as, you know, most of them do.
Mm-hmm.
But it starts off, and we got unison, which basically is just multiple instruments playing the same thing.
Yeah.
And so after that little unison bit in the beginning, you get a very predictable melody. But that's on purpose.
Yeah.
They do it on purpose so that when it breaks, it's like, whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the vocals kick in.
Yeah.
And they aren't always on the beat because it makes it funkier.
Oh, okay.
And groovier.
Yeah.
And there's also a bunch of vocal harmonies. There's like the main melody, and then there's like two sets of harmonies behind it.
Okay.
More grooviness.
Did not notice that when I first listened.
No, me neither. They're quiet enough that it's not like the first thing you notice, but they're there and they do things.
Okay.
So they got a bunch of buildup, and then all the instruments stop, and you got one word of the vocals with no instruments behind it, and then boom, chorus. And in the chorus, you got them six strings again. So the strings switch constantly from going along with the vocal melody to a counter melody.
Okay.
Switches things up. So for the big, powerful parts, it follows the vocal melody, and then it has that effect. You know, you're like, whoa.
Yeah, I feel like for the powerful parts too, you kind of need that unison of like the following, so you can really focus on like the power of everything happening at once at the same time.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the sudden break where you go, ugh, where like you get hit, and then you get the powerful feeling, and then it goes. Phew.
You like build up, and then it's all together for a couple seconds, and then it goes back. So this song and a bunch of other songs in the soundtrack use a Rhodes piano, which is an electric piano. It's built like a normal piano, but it's got metal strings that send electric signals.
Uh-huh.
Groovy.
It makes it super warm.
Yeah, it's warmer than the normal piano.
Yeah.
It's a big reason on like why all the songs are so groovy.
Yeah.
Because if you used a normal piano, it wouldn't really have that same vibe.
Mm-hmm, of course. I know a lot of jazz musicians and stuff use a Rhodes piano nowadays.
Yeah. The Rhodes piano also makes it more, like, elegant.
Yeah.
You know, because the Phantom Thieves, that's their whole thing, is that they fight elegantly. But it's not, like, violent.
It's not too elegant with, like, a classical piano. Because are thieves, right?
You know? Yeah.
They're suave.
Suave is a good word.
Suave is one of my favorites.
So that's a little insider music theory info for you, Persona 5.
Yeah. We said a lot of things, and we hope
we said a lot
you
of
liked them.
Songs Day.
Next episode, we're going to talk about Yo Mama. Catch it in time.